You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Picked for us this morning by Scarlett. Morena Scarlett.
Good morning.
We're going to have a chat in a minute about Celestial Bodies, which is happening tonight, but let's have a listen to this song first. Hope you're all having a good one.
Come on, dance with me. Yeah.
What is this track, Scarlett?
Oh, this one. So it's Slow Prayer, which of course is the Kylie Minogue absolute
big
classic
banger.
Jam. Yeah. And then it's just kind of been reinterpreted by Plush Management, who is Regular Fantasy and D Tiff, to, yeah, just like blow your mind music makers and label owners. They absolutely rock. So yeah, I love them, and I love Kylie Minogue, and it's a very good vibe. Beautiful combo.
And we are playing this because we're getting a bit of a vibe check on Celestial Bodies.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Which is happening tonight, hosted by Run With Wolves, which is a crew that you are a part of and have been putting on great shows for a long time. Tell us a little bit about what is the kind of, I guess, like the MO of Run With The Wolves. What do you guys do? What's you set out to make what kind of dance parties?
Yep, so we're like a loose little crew. We're kind of very flexible, so we encourage people to come play with us as well. But at the moment, it's mostly Kat, aka Misa. So everyone would have, seen her on her latest Boiler Room and everything.
Absolutely.
So she is a very good friend of mine. And yeah, we've been playing music for ages. And of course, we have the crew like Laura Lush and Janie Ack and stuff. And Jane, yeah, there's a whole raft of us. But this party in particular is kind of being run by Misa and myself, Scarlett. Yeah.
Awesome. Mm. And Celestial Bodies is a really nice, name for this event, because it kind of sets up this premise of magical music evening is kind of what I'm thinking of. And looking at your lineup, there's some awesome DJs playing.
Heavy hitters.
You've got Orbi, who's just been shredding all summer. Yeah. She doesn't sleep, I don't think. How does she get it all done?
Hey, but we got her on early, not early in a bad way, but she's going to play from 10 till 11:30 tomorrow night. And she's pumped because she's like, great, I get to play some stuff that I haven't played all summer, because she usually plays peak time.
Yeah.
And I love her stuff. She's always been an excellent DJ. So, yeah, and I've seen her warm up, and she'll be awesome, yeah.
That's really cool. So Orbi's playing. You've also got Andy Heartthrob. Tell us a little bit about Andy.
So Andy is a DJ. She also is the founder of Dynasty Collective, which is a platform for women of colour. And she also does a radio show. She's obviously a DJ. She does video content. She's just an all-round boss. And we've wanted kind of to work together for a while. So really nice to have her come and play for us. And she's kind of changed her style a little bit musically.
Yeah.
So it'll be really nice to see how that plays out for us. I have no idea what she's going to play, really. So
that's exciting. It's nice to have a kind of a known but slightly wild card element going on.
Exactly.
Speaking of wild cards, Jess Fu, BFM's own. She's making her club debut, although she did have a very big sort of debut, I guess, at the big Boiler Room party.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, our party was originally prior to Beacon, and then, of course, it's been postponed, and now here we are.
COVID.
But Jess, she played an amazing set at Beacon. I'm part of Friendly Potential, so totally all about her, and I'm just excited to hear music that we've never heard before in a club, and to be able to kind of book her and put her on, and she's at prime time slot,
so cool.
She's so good, and 100% faith. She's a sick DJ, always has been, so it'll be nice to see her on a big sound system.
Yeah, I'm very excited for that. You've also got Hugo J.
Yes, one of my faves. He's probably one of my favourite DJs in New Zealand. Been around for ages, went over to the UK, came back, dope producer, he played before Ben UFO a few weeks ago and just absolutely killed it. So, yeah, and he's playing at 1 a.m, so he'll just, I don't know what anyone's going to do,
but it's going to be good.
I have complete faith they will absolutely kill it.
And then yourself and Misa will be playing as well.
We're going to play the late slot, 2:30.
Yeah, nice.
I don't want to force anyone else to stay up that late. But Misa and I are going to play back-to-back. We haven't done that in the club before. We've had a few practices, but it's just going to be a bit, going to be wild, I think. Yeah.
It's been really nice this summer to be able to see New Zealand's DJ community get a chance to try out stuff that maybe, because of the way, I guess, in a non-COVID world, our clubs and our festivals happen, they haven't been able to try out sets or performing back-to-back with DJs that they've maybe never played with before. I think that's maybe been a cool thing that's come out of this.
It's been great.
What have been some of your highlights across the last couple of months? Because it's been a huge couple of months for us in Aotearoa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, probably Beacon Festival was my kind of my highlight as such, and also Marcellus Pittman on the Sunday night. I think was probably Sam Harmony, of course, for Any Potential, and I and Gus and Tom and Simon, and we're all in a crew, but we did Marcellus Pittman, and I that was I don't know, I don't want to over talk it or like overanalyze it or make it something that it wasn't, but it was almost like a spiritual experience, I think. Everyone loved, and it was on a Sunday, we were tired, and it was a dance floor of full of true dancers. So
I have heard that from multiple different people who have also used the word spiritual and then been like, but I also don't want to like overthink it because it was magic and I just don't want to talk about it.
No, I think it was a little magic. It was cosmic, as Harmony said.
Yeah.
It was cosmic. So
absolutely cosmic. Mm. Well, speaking of cosmic, Celestial Bodies tonight, what time's it kicking off?
So it's down at Whammy, Whammy Back Room. It kicks off at 9 o'clock sharp and we're going to run through till 4 a.m. So
awesome. Mm. That's your whole Friday night plan sorted there.
Pretty much. Door sales are $20. You can get pre-sales online, so find us on Facebook. There's a little link there. Run with the Wolves presents Celestial Bodies.
Fantastic. Mm. Well, let's listen to this track. What is this song we're hearing now?
This is Risque 3, which is a reissue put out on one of my favourite labels, which is Dark Entries. Josh Cheon kills it, absolutely. So just some very sexy tunes, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Scarlett. Have
You're
a great
so
time
welcome.
At
thank
Celestial
you.
Bodies tonight.
Yes, thank you.
I need to have your love. I'm just addicted. Drugs. You've got my body in so much heat. Now let me kiss you down low and sweet. Wicked thoughts flow from my mind. We'll do them all if we have time. You'll never know how much I love you. Deep down from hell, I still think of you. Oh, do it for me. Oh, won't you just do it for me? Come on now, do it for me. Golden showers from head to feet. Your common body's a tasty treat. But now do it for me. Your love's a drug, I'm crazy. Let it pour, come on and glaze me. Golden showers from head to feet. Your common body's a tasty treat. Lexi loves you, believe it's true. I'll go to hell and back for you. I'll give up everything I have just for the chance of love again. I got to have you, make you mine. If you like, I'll say it a million more times. Oh baby, do it for me.
Alexis Shelby.
And I'm Rob McKay
of Risque 3.
Hi, I'm Mr. Lee from Mr. Lee & Company, and we're saying,
say no to drugs
and yes to One House Nation under Groove.
Yeah!
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.